News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Miss Bridgerton thought me presumptuous, arrogant, insincere. All fair, really. And I thought her a prim young lady barely out of leading strings. Not to mention the sister of my best friend, and so romance was entirely out of the question for both of us. But in so removing it, we found something far greater. We found friendship. You see, Miss Bridgerton and I have been fooling all of Mayfair for quite some time. We have fooled them into thinking we are courting. And really, all along, we simply enjoyed each other's company so much we could not stay away from one another.
Yeah, a clip from the Netflix series Bridgerton there. John Farty, presenter of Screen Time on News Talk. Netflix has just passed 200 million subscribers. And to me, Bridgerton sums up everything that's wrong about Netflix. The Emperor has no clothes, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you were always more of a Fair City man, I'm aware. So, you know, it was never... I know you found it a bit saucy. I thought Bridgerton was great. Yeah, it was a bit trashy, but it was compelling.
I mean, a bit trashy?
Yeah, every cliche
in the book.
The bodice ripping got to you, I know, but I was fine with it. No, but I watched it, I think, Christmas week for like over three nights with my wife. I rattled through it. I think Bridgerton shows everything that's good about Netflix. They surpassed 200 million subscribers a few days ago, and that's probably because of lockdown. Like, to me, the consumer is winning here. Of course, there's a bit of dross on Netflix. How could there not be? Because they make a lot of stuff. But there's also great TV on it as well. And lately, great movies. When the Oscars finally roll around in April this year, there's going to be Netflix movies leading the charge. There was a movie just before Christmas, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Incredible film with Viola Davis, and she should possibly win an Oscar. There's a movie called Pieces of a Woman. Vanessa Kirby is definitely in the running for an Oscar. Mank, which was on just before Christmas again. Seriously good movie. And the TV shows that have been coming, they haven't all been great, but some of them have been brilliant. The Queen's Gambit, that one all about chess. Who knew chess could be so exciting?
Yeah, there's lots of Mank on it, all right. I watched The Queen's Gambit last night because I knew you were going to bring that up. Like, it's grand. Like a lot of the shows are grand. Yeah. The Crown series 3 and 4 I've been really underwhelmed by. The Irish Times do this thing, you know, 50 shows to watch on Netflix. And I've gone into loads of them. There was one, Love and Anarchy, which everyone was talking about, the Swedish one. It was indescribably awful. I just think there's... Look, I'm not saying it's all awful. Clearly, there's some good stuff there. But there's an awful lot of dross. I think a lot of the TV series they've brought in lately have been really, really poor. And even ones, the better ones, the chess one you mentioned, The Queen's Gambit, dark, kind of dreary, depressing. I'm struggling, I have to say. I struggle to find stuff to watch on it.
I don't know what you want, Shane. I feel like I'm in a relationship with you here and you're not telling me what you really need. You don't want it too light. You don't want it too dark. Can I give you a recommendation that I know you would love called the Kaminsky Method? The Kaminsky Method with Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin. And Michael Douglas plays an aging actor, very unvain performance. And Alan Arkin is his agent. And it is brilliant. And I know you would love it because I know, you know, the Morrissey fan in you, that kind of thing. This would really appeal to you. There are gems in there. And again, just about the movies, like, there really are great movies coming out of Netflix. And also, what you have to say is, like, they're kind of on the side, and I'm on no retainer from Netflix here, but they're kind of on the side of the angels in that, like, everyone bemoans Spotify, and I think rightly so, because musicians are in essence out of work because of Spotify. There's no way to square it. Whereas Netflix is actually investing in movies and TV shows. People are, you know, people are getting paid for the work they write and the work they act and the work they direct. So that's a good thing. And Netflix
I accept that.
Huge amounts of fees every year to all these
people. Accept that. But I, like, never, and I accept there's some, the production values are really good and so on. But never has there been so much hype about TV and films. And to me, a lot of them disappoint. I mean, I watched Rebecca over Christmas, the Netflix production. I thought it was awful. Awful, awful.
Really?
The Irishman, I thought, was like watching paint dry for 3.5 hours.
Oh,
like,
no.
I just thought, I saw nothing. I just think a lot of the stuff they do is overhyped and actually there's not an awful lot to it. You watch it, like you watch some of the series and you binge watch them for 13 hours and you come away and go, meh.
Well, you see, The Irishman I thought was one of Scorsese's best. And again, it's quite instructive that here's, you know, possibly the greatest auteur who's alive now decides to go to Netflix for his latest movie and he's going to do another one. I really adored The Irishman. I thought Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, it was their crowning achievement in some ways. I'm surprised you didn't like The Irishman. This reminds me of Sunday Mornings all those years
ago. It does.
About all sorts of stuff. And the other thing is as well, I think Netflix has upped the game of other people. So Amazon lately have really started upping their ante. And same thing with Disney Plus. There's a new show that people are getting into now called WandaVision on Disney Plus, which is pretty good. I'm slowly coming around to it, I have to say. So I think the tide is rising. Yes, there's going to be a bit of dross. How could there not be? But on the whole, I think we're benefiting as viewers.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, listen, just before you go, you got a cracking show coming up on Screen Time this weekend.
I do indeed. Well, there's a new movie on Netflix called The Dig next week with Ralph Fiennes and Kerry Mulligan, and I'm talking to both of them this week on Screen Time.
Okay, I'll definitely tune in for that. John Fardy, always good to talk to you. Let us...